This is Capital Access, your on-ramp for news and insight from the Louisiana State House. I'm Sue Lincoln. Not all the bills legislators file are to make new laws. Sometimes their bills are for repealing old laws. Such was the case Tuesday in the House Criminal Justice Committee.
No matter what you might think about the language, it is unconstitutional.
Baton Rouge Representative Pat Smith is talking about Louisiana's sodomy laws, struck down in 2003 by the U.S. Supreme Court in the case Lawrence v. Texas. Baton Rouge Sheriff's deputies had been using the law to arrest gay men in their homes last year. The DA declined to prosecute those cases. The key opinion in the Supreme Court ruling was that private consensual behavior between consenting adults cannot be forbidden, absent a compelling government interest. Those opposing Smith's bill said there is one. Retired physician Jerry Malilly, the founder of Christian Life Academy, noted that Louisiana's capital city leads the nation in cases of AIDS.
This is a public health issue. This behavior causes at least 14,000 plus deaths every year in the United States.
Fran White, wife of a retired judge, told lawmakers the people back home might not approve.
I wonder if your constituents might not evaluate your vote on this bill today as perhaps promoting those kinds of activities.
Despite that warning, committee members voted 9-6 to advance the repeal bill to the full House. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Capital Access is produced by WRKF and made possible by Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation supporting Louisiana agriculture, and ExxonMobil Baton Rouge.